This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Democratic vice presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris will be introduced at an all-virtual Democratic National Convention soon. This comes a day after the party officially and formally nominated former Vice President Joe Biden as their 2020 presidential nominee. According to excerpts from her prepared remarks, Harris will say, quote, Donald Trump's failure of leadership has cost lives and livelihoods, end quote, adding, quote, we must elect a president who will bring something different, something better, and do the important work. President Donald Trump and the Republican Party will hold their televised convention, also virtual, next week. You can read more of our full coverage of the conventions on voanews.com. At a news conference Wednesday, President Trump announced the United States will activate a controversial mechanism aimed at reimposing UN sanctions on Iran.
Today, I'm directing the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, to notify the UN Security Council that the United States intends to restore virtually all of the previously suspended United Nations sanctions on Iran. It's a snapback. Not uncommon.
The contested measure has never been used before and escalates a dispute with European allies that has huge repercussions for the Iranian nuclear deal, setting the stage for Security Council crisis. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Qadhimi will meet U.S. President Donald Trump for the first time in Washington Thursday with the presence of American troops in the country at the top of his agenda. The meeting comes as attacks on American targets by pro-Iranian fighters have been on the rise. And with Tehran and Washington competing for influence in Iraq, the gulf between pro-Iranian factions and Baghdad's U.S.-friendly premier is growing. State media in North Korea said Thursday leader Kim Jong-un announced the ruling party will hold a Congress next year to decide a new five-year plan. The plenary meeting of the ruling party Wednesday decided to convene a Congress in January to set forth a correct line of struggle and strategic and tactical policies, end quote, after reviewing lessons from the past 5 years, the official news agency said. The meeting comes as the isolated country deals with international sanctions and struggles to contain the coronavirus and cope with damage from recent flooding after weeks of heavy rain. A top U.S. official said Wednesday there is no more foreign money for a Lebanese leadership that enriches itself and spurns the popular will. Undersecretary of State David Hale added Lebanon had hit, quote, rock bottom, end quote, with its August 4th port explosion and must now enact profound reforms. Hale made the comments a week after visiting Beirut following the blast that killed more than 172 people, injured thousands more, left hundreds of thousands homeless, and destroyed broad strips of the city, compounding a deep financial crisis. The head of the European Commission said Wednesday the European Union will impose sanctions on individuals in Belarus who were involved in electoral fraud and repression of protesters. She explained 53 million euros earmarked for the Belarus government will be rerouted and instead used toward civil society, victims of the state crackdown on protesters, and the country's fight against the coronavirus pandemic. The European Union also said it did not recognize the results of the Belarus elections. The soldiers who toppled Mali's president went on national television Wednesday saying they took over the government to avoid further anarchy and insecurity. The coup leaders call themselves the National Committee for the Salvation of the People and say they pledge to hold new elections within what they say is a reasonable time. President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita resigned and dissolved parliament Tuesday after the mutineers detained him at gunpoint. Emergency payments to Brazil's poor could be extended through the end of the year, President Jair Bolsonaro said Wednesday, but at a lower rate than the current $108 a month. The payments are widely cited as one reason why the economy appears to have recovered from the depths of the coronavirus crisis more quickly than many had expected, but are due to expire next month. Tokyo stocks opened lower Thursday with falls on Wall Street partly offset by a cheaper yen against the dollar. The benchmark Nikkei 225 index and the broader TOPIX index both were down 0.46% in early trading. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA.